Welcome to On the Drive Home. My name is Jeremiah.
And I'm the disclosure to his day, Katie. And we just watched Disclosure Day.
Yes. For those of you who don't know.
That was very, just weird pause
that
there.
That was really good.
Yeah. Let's see. Directed by Steven Spielberg. And I should also mention music by John Williams. Mm-hmm. Which is always
like
amazing.
90-something years old.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Written by David Coop and Steven Spielberg, starring Emily Blunt, Josh O'Connor, Colin Firth, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And a little quick synopsis. Basically, it's an alien movie.
Yep.
I don't think it's giving too much information.
Not. I mean,
but
it's literally called Disclosure Day.
Yeah. And that's the premise of the whole story. Like, they have this information about aliens. When are they going to let the whole world know about it?
Yeah. And following a couple different characters that are connected, but you don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I really did like about the movie was that right in the beginning, for the first, 40 minutes or so, like, it felt like you walked into the middle of the movie. It didn't feel like, here's all of this setup, here's all these characters. Mm-hmm. It was like, there was a part of me, I'm like, did they start like 30 minutes into the movie right now? And we just have to, like, catch up?
But, yeah.
I mean, obviously not. But I felt like that was a really cool choice.
Where
you get to meet the characters and find out who they are along the way. Like, the show-not-tell storytelling, where it's not like you have to learn about these characters, and then they're in this situation. They start off in this situation, and you get to see kind of who they are and how they react to it. And it was nice. I like that.
Yeah, it's like they just kind of, like, just threw you right in.
Yeah.
Right into the story. And as I was talking to you, and I think I'll go ahead and just say this now, we tried watching a movie at home on Netflix called Remarkably Bright Creatures. I read the book, mm-hmm. so of course I wanted to see the movie. We couldn't make it through.
Because the acting was
20
just really
bad. To 30. Yeah, it was like 20 minutes in, and we just turned it off. And I was just talking to Jeremiah about this. So you see that at home on Netflix, but then you come here to see something like Disclosure Day.
Yeah.
And it is night and day difference of what quality film and acting is. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah. So we had like 2 hours where we could watch our own TV shows the other day.
Yeah.
And so we started off by trying to watch the TV show From and the very first episode and just god-awful acting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forgot the main character, but he was good. But everybody else in that like, opening 10-15 minute scene is, like, just terrible.
Cringe.
And I'm like, okay, I don't think I can watch. I don't think I want to get into 4 seasons of this.
Yeah.
So, and then we're like, well, Katie read the book for Remarkably Bright Creatures and loved it. So, hey, let's go ahead and start that.
Yep. I wanted to give it a try.
We made it like 20-30 minutes in. We're like, oh my God, this is just bad.
And and Sally Field's a great actress, but my thought was, here's Netflix and all these TV companies or channels producing all of this stuff and it's all crap.
Yeah.
And then when you see this movie, like Disclosure Day, you see what real quality acting and filmmaking is, and you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's like night and day watching these two different things, and it makes you appreciate the movies again a little bit.
It reminds me, too, like Tarantino, like, seeing his movies and seeing just the acting quality and how they deliver everything. Like
the dialogue.
My Lord.
Yeah.
You get spoiled.
You do.
I feel like we got spoiled, and then, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, they decided to stop doing that for some reason.
Yeah.
But as far as the story for this movie, not to give away anything, it kind of is dumb, like they start saying like, hey, let's take this subject matter and discuss it a little bit, but then they don't. They just basically like say like, raise some questions, but actually not give any like interesting insight about them.
I agree.
And I feel like they try to like make the aliens like these really almost omnipotent kind of beings, and they do some things and I'm like, well, I don't think that enough to, like an all-knowing kind of creature, and they're not all-knowing, but you know what I mean, like they're kind of like leading on to this to some extent, and maybe he's just trying to make them seem fantastical, But that was actually kind of the message that they sort of conveyed, is that they're like, you know, more or less, they know all sorts of stuff, and their character makeup is superior to ours and all of this. And it's kind of like, well, they're doing some questionable stuff here and here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Not to give it away either, but I thought the beginning really grabbed me.
Yeah.
Because one, like you said, they just threw you right into the story, and they had a bunch of ethical questions about how to release this kind of information to the general public, mm-hmm. you know, because telling one person, and actually, you know, it's so funny, in Men in Black, they kind of explained it the best. Explain to one person is easy, but hundreds of thousands of millions of people, mm-hmm. chaos can happen. And they had some ethical questions about disclosing this information to the world, basically. Yeah. And it really sunk in, because like, wow, these are some really good questions. They never answered them.
No.
And
they're
as they
like, I understand, I hear what you're saying, we're yes. gonna do it anyways.
Exactly. You know, and I think it would have been neat to see that dived a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
If that's the if, but I feel like it was going different paths. Maybe the movie didn't know where to go, and the ending was very anticlimactic in yeah. a way to me. They did all this stuff to prevent something.
Yeah.
And like, then they just,
there's this like secret government organization.
Yeah.
And they're trying, because they've been, you know, keeping secrets for decades. Like,
right.
they're trying to shut these people up. And that's the whole movie, is like a car chase scene, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to shut them up. Towards the end of the movie, they have their chance. And something happens. And you're just like, this, what do you, what's going on here?
Yeah. I'm not trying to ruin the ending here. I don't think it's ruining the spoilers, because it is called Disclosure Day. But it was just very, it's like they just didn't know what to do, and they just ended it.
Yeah, and it's funny, because yeah. it's like, they could have easily, like, they do this thing with one of the main villain characters. They didn't need to do that. They could have just, like, it's really hard to say this without spoiling, so I'm not going to, but, like, they could have just made another path for mm-hmm. this character, and it would have been fine. They would yeah. have done everything that they would have done at the end, and it would have changed absolutely nothing about the story. But it, the way that they did it, it's like, well, now I just am sitting there like, why did they do that? This is a dumb decision.
I agree. Which is so funny, because the movie was good.
Yeah,
like it was well made.
It was
well acted.
Well made, but the story fell flat.
It like, did, at the end
and,
there.
And the CGI effects on all those animals, I'm pretty convinced that was all AI. I think CGI
yeah.
would have looked way better. And
yeah.
like it, and that's the thing, is it's like, you watch movies like Planet of the Apes or anything like that's really heavy on CG. It's very difficult to tell the difference between like a CG car and like a real car, or a CG animal and a real animal. But whenever they do people, it's like, I can tell instantly. You can tell instantly that these animals are fake. And I
yeah.
don't understand, because that feels to me like that's been a solved problem in Hollywood and even video games, honestly. Like, video games, a lot of times, I can't tell the difference.
I totally agree. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I totally forgot about that, because that's something I wanted to talk to you about, was the animals looked so fake.
Yeah.
You could just tell that, which I wouldn't expect for Spielberg, because I feel like, with Jurassic Park, they tried the hardest to make those dinosaurs look so real.
It still looks great today.
It does look great today. And but I kind of wonder if maybe that's where they cheaped out, though, because that's so much more money or something.
Yep. I'm sure that's what it is. They're like, yep. hey, we'll just have a chatbot spit out these images. Because,
yeah.
I mean, if you have somebody that's like, that's what they do all day long, like, yeah, I'm sure mm-hmm. you could spit this stuff out in a week rather
yeah.
than, you know, waiting 5 months for a studio to produce the CG.
Which, again, was very disappointing and took away from the film.
It did.
And even the aliens.
Yeah.
The looked aliens, a little...
You know what it felt like?
Funky, like a puppet almost. But.
Yeah, when we were watching them, it looked like the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Like,
oh, you think so?
That's what it reminded me of.
It reminded me of Close Encounters. At the end, when they
yeah,
came out and they were
yeah.
doing the sign language.
And, like, they give one of these aliens, like, a gigantic head. And it's like, dude, you... Just physically,
yeah.
like, he can't walk.
No. Like, it's very unproportioned.
This is ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, no thought went into the animals. No thought went into the aliens. And, yeah, like, with the dialogue. Well, the dialogue, I thought, was pretty good. But the story,
yeah.
you just tell they had nowhere to go.
But
they just ended it.
Back to the... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, it's disappointing to see such a quality, well-acted movie out there fall flat with so many maybe simple things they could have done a little more with.
Yeah. Man, the acting was so good, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
Emily Blunt, like...
Yes.
She really nailed made it. This, like, character. Like, because a lot of the dialogue, if you were to just take it out and give it to somebody else, like, it would be, like, lines, and it'd mm-hmm. be fine.
Yeah.
But, like, you felt like you knew this character.
Yeah.
Like, especially early on, because they kind of do this thing with her character, you know, towards the middle and end of the story that makes her kind of feel like a different character. But, like, before that, when she's, like, normal, it's like, whoa, this is just, it feels like somebody that you've known. Like,
yes.
You went to school with or something.
Yeah. No, and she nailed
yeah,
it. She did a great job. And I don't know the other guy, but he kind of, he was good, but he also annoyed me a little bit. But like I told you at the end, the main character, I forgot his name, but the main character in the movie, he kind of had an Edward Snowden feel to me.
Well, yeah, you know? That's what they were going for.
Exactly.
He works for a government agency, and now he decided to publicly release a bunch of stuff. Like,
yeah. And I could see...
And he's a computer nerd, so...
Well, and it's so interesting, because I could see, like, yeah, the world should know about this. And I'm not saying the world shouldn't, but I think there could have been better ways...
Well,
that wouldn't have been a movie,
well,
you know?
What's
that'd
so
been kind
funny
of more
about
boring.
It is, like, there's a character that's literally... Like, he's like, I'm going to release all this stuff. And this character that's playing opposite of him is like, I don't think you should. Like, you should probably think about this and what are the ramifications and all that.
And those are really good questions.
And then he just, like, sits there, like, so from a film standpoint, like, they decided to acknowledge that, like, yeah, maybe this isn't such a good idea. But they didn't present any, like... dialogue from his side of the view of like, well, this is why we should do it. And
no, he's like, no, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
That was his answer to all these great ethical questions.
That. He just like grabbed his backpack.
Well, yeah, but that's what I took from that.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Screw you. This is happening whether you like it or not. Like I said, I don't think the movie knew exactly where they wanted to go. Are they going to have some interesting dialogue about religion? Are they going to be a car chase? Or are they, what are they going to do? And
that whole train sequence was pretty cool, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the scenes were great. It just something about it didn't flow very well. And like I said, I feel like it went into so many different directions.
Yeah.
And I could see why it didn't do very well.
The plot's kind of thin.
Yeah.
Like, you really throw it out on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a fun ride, but not, like, I'm never going to watch this again.
Yeah, me neither, but which is a shame because it has great potential. I wouldn't be surprised if Emily Blunt's nominated for something with this, though. She did really good. Other than that, though, and Colin Firth did a good bad guy.
Yeah, Colin Firth's good.
Yeah, he did good.
Can't
so,
believe Mr. Darcy went so dark.
Mr. Darcy went the dark side,
yeah,
you know?
He did.
So, what do you rate this movie?
I'm going to give it a 3.
Oh, that's what I'm doing, too.
Yeah, because it wasn't, like, terrible, but it wasn't...
Oh, no.
It wasn't, like, anything special. And, yeah, the filmmaking was great, but the plot fell big time.
I agree. I'm giving it a 3 as well, which is a shame because, you know, I feel like with all the crap out there, this really does still stand out.
Yeah.
But it's still, like... I think in the old days, if we had movies, we didn't have all the Netflix and stuff, this would have been like a mediocre, like, oh, this is kind of a crappy movie. But with all the terrible stuff out there, it still stands out as a more superior movie.
What was the last Spielberg-directed movie? Was it Ready Player One?
Oh, no, I think it was West Side Story.
West Side Story.
Right. That was a big thing, yeah. And it didn't go very well either.
Ready Player One was like, that was kind of dumb, too.
Yeah.
West Side Story, we never watched. I have no interest in
Let's
it.
Let's see.
And then I heard bad things about it, so it's like, whatever.
Yeah, and plus they had the weird girl.
That was before that, though.
It wasn't weird. It was before that.
I think she's supposed to be, like, actually a good actor and a good singer.
Oh, no, I'm sure she is, just...
She did ruin Snow White.
She destroyed her... She destroyed herself there. I'm just trying to look here. Recent work, West Side Story and The Fablemans. Oh, The Fablemans was 2022, and West Side Story was 2021.
What is The Fablemans?
A deeply personal, semi-autobiographical film about his childhood an early love for cinema.
He directed that?
It just says recent and notable work is what it says. Okay,
maybe he was like a co-author or
maybe,
something. Maybe, yeah. Because that would be extraordinarily pretentious to be like, I'm going to make a film about my own childhood.
Well, maybe he did. Let's see here. We could look it up here really quick. Isn't the internet just great?
Yeah.
And actually, I did have a little bit of a note. I thought it was interesting when at the end of the movie when everyone is being disclosed the information about aliens. Mm-hmm. What was interesting was how everyone was on their phones.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just so interesting because I feel like we're all like that right now. And it's like, whoa, there's more phones. I mean,
that's where everybody would get the info. Yeah. One thing that was kind of... Like, I guess they really wanted it, because they have, like, this one particular news broadcaster that's, like, explaining the, you know, the images and stuff as they're kind of going out. Mm-hmm. And it's very much like, this is how you should feel about it. This is how you should feel about it. This is, and not like she's telling everybody that, but, like, as somebody in the audience of the film, the filmmakers are trying to be very explicit about, like, this is how you should feel about it. And it's like, I can make up my own goddamn mind, okay?
Well, also, I got some interesting news here for you.
Of course.
He did direct The Fablemans.
Oh, my God.
He co-wrote the screenplay and produced the film.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
So he did, Maya.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
That feels so yucky.
So.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
But yeah, back to the whole, like, it's funny, and now that I say, like, oh, the newscaster is telling you how to think about this story, and I'll make up my own mind, and I'm like, actually, maybe that really is a apt description of what news media is.
Yeah.
Where it's more about, here's how you should view this, rather than, you know, here's the facts, figure it out for yourself. So, maybe it was on point.
There you go. Well, yep. Well, I don't know. What do you guys think? Let us know.
On all the things that we probably won't check.
That's right. We're so bad with all that. That's okay. This is the fun part.
That's right. Till next time.